And Florida, too, is struggling with voting issues. 8 years after the infamous Hanging Chads election, Florida is again mired in voting controversy.
Damian Cave writes about this in today's New York Times, and he's here now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, you write in your story that it is now harder to vote here than in nearly every other state in the nation. Why is that?
Well, what happened is after the 2000 election, several states created a series of laws or policies to secure the voting system, and Florida ended up on the far end of the spectrum. So at this point, you have a handful of laws, one that manages third-party voter registration groups and makes it harder a little bit for them to do their jobs, another one that makes it harder for voters to have their vote counted if there's a mistake on their voter registration form, and there's a third one that doesn't allow people to correct mistakes on their voter registration form within a month of the election. So taken together, these laws, many voting rights advocates argue, make Florida one of the most difficult states to both register to vote and to get your vote counted.
Well, taking all three of these provisions in a little more detail, what do the proponents say? Why do they say that Florida needs these?
Well, some of the lawmakers that I talked to said that Florida needs to err on the side of caution because of what happened in 2000, and that the idea is to create some kind of more transparent system so that it's very clear on election day, this is what's counted and this is what's not. The question is whether or not that kind of transparency will actually happen in the midst of a heated or close election.
Mm-hmm. And so why do the opponents of these, why do they think that it will unfairly exclude minorities, poor people, older people?
Well, speaking just to the idea of third-party voter registration groups, most of these groups focus on generally underrepresented groups, which tend to be Hispanics, blacks, poor, old people. And a lot of these groups tend to vote Democratic, or so their opponents believe. And so their sense is that because this is where these groups focus, this is the group that the legislators are trying to keep from voting or to make it more difficult for them to vote.
Well, describe what that provision is, the third party.
What it does is Florida is one of only two states that have fines for third party voter registration groups that turn in forms after a 10-day deadline or that lose forms. And some will argue, well, that's 10 days, that's plenty of time, and they shouldn't lose forms. This is very important, and these groups acknowledge that. The issue is that for many of them, they do internal quality control, where they make phone calls to make sure that the accuracy of what's been written is correct. And they also have volunteers. And so what they fear is that one volunteer who is a rogue volunteer or someone who is angry at his boss might lose a bunch of forms intentionally, and then you have a group like the League of Women Voters that might end up bankrupted by the fines.
And then the other provision you mentioned, you can't change the information on your voting form within 10 days of an election. Now, I suppose that is to prevent fraud, right?
It's actually within 30 days of the election. And the idea there is, according to the supervisor of elections, is that they need some time to process a lot of these things, and that basically there's a wave of new voter registration that comes in just before the deadline, and that if they were allowing people to fix them constantly through this period, it would simply get confused and they'd be overwhelmed.
So the upshot being what, that a lot of people aren't going to vote in November?
A scenario that you can imagine is that people go to the polls on election day in Florida and find out either that there's a mismatch or an omission on the registration form, and either they're turned away from the polls, even though they're eligible voters, or they're allowed to file a provisional ballot, but then their vote is not counted, which would then lead to possibly a court dispute or something reminiscent of what happened 8 years ago. This is the worst-case scenario. However, this is what some of these folks fear, that once again you're going to get into a large dispute over whose votes should be counted and when and why are they not counted and which groups are not being represented.
Making hanging chads look sort of simple by comparison?
Well, possibly, although I'm not so sure that anything could be worse than the hanging chads debacle. At this point, there are a lot more, in certain cases, there's a lot more that's been done, and some of these groups do feel that the system works better than it did 8 years ago. It's just that it still may not be perfect or even close to it.
Damian Cave, New York Times reporter based in Miami. Thank you.
Thank you.